December 28, 2019, it's a Lot from Pedro show.
Excellent. We're good to go.
Okay. People, that's my guest, Louis Michaud. Second time. Well, it was sometime last year you were first on the show, right?
Yeah, I think actually I looked on our little history right there. It said around September of last year, man. Glad to be back.
So 14 months. Okay, okay. And, yeah. Well, let's so we start off with John Coltrane doing The Damn Don't Cry, and then a Lost Bayou Ramblers with Prière de l'Ouragan, which means
l'Ouragan.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's a hurricane prayer.
Yeah, I'm slaughtering the French and Cajun
don't
versions
worry, that's
of which I'm sorry, but it means rodents of unusual size, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
Tell me about the Lost Bayou Ramblers. What are you guys up to now?
Man, we're, most recently we just did a few shows. We've been backing up Spider Stacy and Cot O'Riordan from the Pogues.
Wow.
And, we met Spider in New Orleans about 5 years ago, and we've been playing together for about 4 years now. Super fun. I mean, we knew a little bit of Pogues, and people have always compared us to the Pogues because of the whole traditional progressive thing. But it was like when we met Spider and we started playing with him, it just made complete sense. And so we've been playing with, and then Cot joined, and she's the original bass player. And so it's been super fun. So that was our last two shows at Tipitina's in New Orleans and the Pearl here in Lafayette.
Where's Spider living? Is Spider living in New Orleans?
Yeah, Spider's back and forth from London to New Orleans.
Okay. Kate, she's up in New York City, right?
Yeah, she's been in New York for like the last year or more. She first played with us last year, and then she joined us again a few times this year. It's been super fun, man. She sings a few of her own songs, like Haunted, which is, I get chills every time she sings it.
Oh, yeah.
And Spider's amazing. You know, he fronted the Pogues while Shane McGowan was out with the Popes. He fronted the Pogues with him and Joe Strummer fronted the Pogues for a while.
Oh, that's right.
And then it turns out, and it turns out that Joe Strummer taught the Pogues about Cajun music.
Okay.
So it's full circle.
It is. It's trippy. He had a bad heart, I think. Born with a bad heart. And passed away the same day D. Boone did. It was like 17 years apart.
No way. Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that trippy? He said something nice about the man. I wish I could have met him. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yeah, that's what everything I hear from him out too.
You guys got a live album.
Yeah. We put out a live album in September. It's our 20 year anniversary. We recorded this live album at 7 different venues, 6 of them in New Orleans and one of them on the North Shore of New Orleans, called the Dewdrop Jazz Hall. It's the oldest jazz hall in the world, they say. I think it's proven. And it's an amazing old wooden structure, just, you know, no AC, nothing like that. They just crank open the windows and they pack the place in. But yeah, we had a great time recording all the shows, and we actually did it because we were recording a documentary. And since we were already recording all these live music for the documentary, we just said, well, let's make an album to go along with it, kind of like the soundtrack. So we put it out with a DVD and a CD, and then we got the live album on vinyl, and it's called Astan, which means right now in Cajun French.
Okay.
And so there's a documentary, and it follows us around. It's all about the language. And then we went to the Grammys and all that, and they followed us with that. And they didn't, you know, it cost too much to use the actual Grammy footage. Like, we'd all have to maybe sell our cars or something. But, you know. So it was pretty fun release. In September we did that, and we came out with a little beer, too, a little French farmhouse ale to go along with it that we served at all most of the venues we played. So,
you guys brewed it yourself?
No. I work with a brewery here in Arneville called Bayou Tesh Brewing. I produced a few albums for them, and they sponsored Mammoth Walton back in 2010. And then I booked the bands there now. They have like 3 bands a week, so I booked the bands over there. And they're just great people. And so, like, we love to collaborate doing different things, so they brewed us a special little beer.
Oh, wow. You mean at the brewery they have gigs?
Yeah, they have bands every Friday and Saturday, and they have a Cajun jam every Sunday. And it's on Bayou Tesh, super cool, outdoor, super chill. They have a pizza oven, so it's always a good one.
I did with the Meat Puppets a brewery in Grand Rapids. I mean, the vats are there,
nice.
Everything. Yeah, it's trippy, but it makes sense. Why not?
Yeah. Man, that's a lot of smaller artists are starting to, like, you know, singer-songwriters and, like, smaller bands that are getting going, they just do these brewery tours now. It's like a really easy way to kind of get an easy tour going, because these breweries, like, they have, you know, maybe they're replacing what casinos did to the live music scene back in the day. You know?
Oh, yeah.
From what I hear.
their very own circuit.
Yeah, totally, a brewery circuit, and you get beer.
And when you were talking about on the North Shore, is that Lake Pontchartrain?
Yep, they call that, the North Shore, yep, exactly.
Okay.
North, on the other side of Lake Pontchartrain.
Right.
Across the causeway.
In fact, to get from Santa Monica to Jacksonville, you know, you make a starboard on I-10, but there's a little I-12, a little...
Exactly.
Right. It's that area. Okay, and that's the oldest jazz hall.
Yeah, that's North Shore, exactly.
That's the oldest jazz hall in the world. Wow.
That's what the word is.
But,
a cool place, too, man. We had an amazing time. And turned out a lot of my family came by. We had a family gig. You know, we have our family band, Lift Family Show. Okay. We had a family gig, like, just turns out, literally 5 miles from there. And that's 2.5 hours from here.
Yeah.
So it was 5 miles from there. And we played this little party, like, on this little bayou that comes out of the lake. And we played that party, and it was like, okay, it's going to work perfect. We played the party, and then we hopped in the car and hauled butt over 5 miles, and we got there like 10 minutes before showtime. Whoa. And then so my dad and them were there, my uncle, so they came and jumped in. They came and sat in with us, and so we kind of had like a larger family jam with Lost Bayou Ramblers and stuff, so it was fun.
And was that outside too?
Yeah, the private party was outside.
But you said the hall didn't have a roof, right? The hall doesn't have a roof?
Was that?
The hall. What's it called again?
No, it has a roof. There's... It's just like they open the windows.
Ah, okay.
There's no like AC or nothing. It's just like, it's just still old school. They have power, but there's no AC. They just throw open these old wooden windows. We call it châssis in Cajun French. It's like, there's no Cajun French word for window because apparently, I don't know, they didn't have...
Well, last time...
couldn't afford glass or something. I don't know.
Last time, did we talk about Jimmy's?
Jimmy's.
On St. Charles.
I don't think so. Wait. No,
this is old days, Minuteman days, and that they had no air conditioning.
What? Jimmy, I've never heard of that place.
Yeah, there was a place on St. Charles.
Must have been
we're talking about early 80s.
Like
early 80s. And
I was a little pup.
And the first time we played there, it was August or July. It was a beatdown. That was the only place to play for a long time.
Yeah, you must have drenched. Jimmy's. I'm going to have to ask about that.
Well, this van I got, this Econoline, it's 15 years. You know, they stopped making them in 2014. But this one here is the first one, a vehicle I've had that has air conditioning in it, like they came with. So all our old tours were all sweltered.
Oh man, crack open that little front vent window and
right. You know what?
With
the music too. Here's the problem. You know, you got the windows down, and I don't know, 110 dB. So you got to put the cassette player up really, really loud. By the time you get to the venue, you're deaf. Yeah. Good old days. I just did 5 gigs with him, Mike Baghetta in California, right before an album. Have you ever done that, where you do a bunch of gigs right before you go in the studio?
Man, that can be awesome because
totally.
Yeah, I prefer to do that if possible.
Man,
y'all warmed up.
Here he gave us the stuff, you know, 2 days before the gigs, and then thank God gigs go up into the air like smoke, right, or light or something, because the first one especially was one of the, I stunk it up so bad, Louis, it was bad, but when it came to recording, man, we did it all, the whole album in one day, because we were so, like, doing five gigs in a row.
That's the way to do it, man. I like that.
Absolute. And I think that's what I'm going to do with the next Missing Man and Second Man records. Forget this stuff where you...
Yeah, book a little tour. Give me one day.
Right. Usually it's the other way around, right? You spend all this time in the studio trying to get stuff together, and it don't ever feel like playing a bunch of gigs and then going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, with the live album...
I love it. That way... I mean... You know, I like writing in the studio, but I also love just being able to pound out what you know and just be like, okay, that was it. I mean, you know, it's both, beauty of both, but man, I like, or even if you're going to do fresh stuff, at least be tight when you get in, not have it played in 3 weeks or something like that.
Well, like this live record, this is was it the first gig
after a
3 month layover, right? You probably were doing some gigs.
Oh yeah. I mean, well, the cool thing about it is there's like 2 years worth of gigs in this live album because we once we started digging in, we were like, they recorded this gig at the Maple Leaf last year during Mardi Gras. It was like the Sunday of Mardi Gras and it happened to be like the 400th anniversary of New Orleans. And we had our friend dress up like Bienville and like we paraded out into the back and like through the art gallery next door. And so you have all this like cool energy from all these different times a year, and there's a bunch of different stuff we had to choose from. I mean, we listened to hours and hours of music.
Wow.
And then we even made a few collages, if you were like we took the Kalinda one, we took a few different parts from a few different venues, one of them being the Music Box. I don't know if you ever had a chance to check out the Music Box in New Orleans. It's a pretty new place, but it's a village of musical houses, and each house is like its own instrument. Some of them have like samplers and loopers. Some of them have like you could play the bass on the sliding door, like the door when you open it and you tap the string and it gets lower, and then you close it, gets higher, and all the parts of the houses make music, and they're all like wired up into this crazy central giant sound system, and it's a trip. And we've done it a few different times. So we did took some different parts of that, and with some other gigs, and made a big Kalinda collage. So there's a lot of different stuff in the live album. It's fun, man.
I would like to check that out. I was in New Orleans in October, and the place they usually play is One Eye Jacks.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh yeah,
it's like a little old burlesque theater.
Yeah, man, it's an old movie theater. That's our favorite. That's kind of our home venue as well. That's the best, man. The people there, the vibe, and I think I saw you and Johnny, our guitar player, took a birthday. Y'all have the same birthday, I believe.
20?
Y'all took a birthday picture together or something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Johnny, yeah, I think, because it was recently, right?
Right.
Happy belated birthday.
Yeah, 62.
Yeah, that's a great 62 venue.
More.
Man, next time you come down to New Orleans, we'll have to try to figure out something with the Music Box. Or sometimes, like, there's special events, like, they're always like, hey, try to find some cool gifts, and then figure out how to get them over, and like sometimes we'll do like a few days rehearsal, and then like speaking of doing a bunch of shows, we'll do like 4 shows in 1 weekend there. So, and it's like this crazy thing where you're moving around from house to house. So it's like, you're not only remembering a set list, you also have to remember
the pads,
where to go, and what to play.
But when you tour,
like carry on this piece of paper.
How many gigs do you usually do in a row when you tour?
Man, we've kind of gotten more into just like the good thing about what we're so lucky is we're able to play so much in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So touring, we've kind of limited to like a little bit fly out, some drive things. I mean, also I have like, I've happened to make a bunch of babies in the last few years with my wife. And, and so like it is got a little harder to like get out for long periods.
Yeah, of course. You can't get them years back. You guys, you know, my pop was a sailor. That, in fact, this last tour I did, my drummer, Raul, missing man, I told him, man, he's got a daughter who's 2 years old. You got to spend, wait, because my tour, man, like this tour I just did, it was 45 gigs, 45 days.
So,
and it was about 13,380 miles, and I drove every mile. Look.
Jeez, that's awesome.
Well, you know, I got a bum knee. I got a bum knee, and it really breaks my heart when I see my guys schlepping the stuff. I got a little cart I can move my bass stuff in, but, man, I feel guilty, so I got to pull up some slack somewhere. What about this tune here, Stay?
Yeah.
Stay. Is that how you pronounce
it? Yeah, man. So we recorded that, actually. We played the Montreal Jazz Fest in 2013.
Uh-huh.
And our bass player at the time was making Arcade Fire's album, and they have that studio in Montreal, and they let us go record there for a few days, and we came up with that. It was like I had these dreams, and when I woke up, I wrote them down, and this dream was about being in a flood and there being snakes all around my feet, and then it did flood like the next week, and it was kind of like I mixed both the flood, and it was also about touring and going home to your family as well. So there's a lot of things in there. And,
a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Pick up a couple, we like all the Thank you. rising for you and me. Yeah. Waking at the crack of dawn, the children running in the morning sun, the parents stagger out to the trees, children screaming, what is there for me? A Santa's made his list and checked it twice, hope if you will let that damn night. So drink a glass of nog and sing the Yule, and no one go to work or go to school, yeah.
several from Lafayette here tonight. To mes amis Lafayette, Palmer, Barge, Olava, Karen, Ashley, Tuka Ken. Yeah, come on, say mes amis. Man, she never knew it since that's so small. The fire is something up there with you. The drama is something. On a Kone Pakoski map near the man. And because he might have been the man. Kone Pak. Mais bonjour, ça va, man. Kone Pak. being here one of the times tonight.
The Watt for Pedro Stove show. Well, it's funny because stay without the H is I play with two Italian guys in a band called Il Sogno di Marinaio, and Steph knows the guitar man, and they stay is his kind of short nickname, huh?
So that's why I was interested. All right.
And what's it mean? Nice. It's from a joke with you guys?
Yeah, it's from a joke. They had a band from Bourbon Street who was some friends of ours who were like some down the bayou Cajuns who were like, you know, were speaking French in the womb, and he was like, oh man, we've been having a great time on Bourbon Street, man, we've been playing that Rihanna song Ste. And we couldn't get over that. It's like
right.
Cajun band playing Rihanna Ste, and somehow that became the name of the song Ste.
Well, that's righteous though about music. You can do shit like that. I love it.
Yes, totally.
Yeah,
it's part of the thing. It's like, you know, baby, come back to me, stay. You
know, yeah. Okay. Vivo my vision from Guido Spanocchi, featuring Rupert Cox, Christian Craig Robinson, the Healers with Jingle Bells. Yeah, we got some Christmas people. We were going to do this the day before Christmas, but Louis got sick. So glad you're well now.
Oh man, I'm glad to be better.
Frosty from Mold Omen of Baltimore. Very be careful. Some I think they call it Valentino. It's a kind of cumbia, but it's Colombia version instead of Mexico. Arturo and his
nice.
Brother. Yeah, great band. Accordion, you know. Accordion's in a lot of places. Great places. Actually, my second man organ man, Pete, he plays he's a great Hammond organ player, but he started on the accordion.
Nice.
His people came from
Croatia. It's a worldwide instrument.
Yeah. Dick Contino, I remember, was like the last big rock star in the 50s or something. Santa Sabbath, Into the Yule, that's Bob Lee. Into the Yule, you know, Into the Void, but with Christmas lyrics. Yeah. Edda Pesnia from Maya and the Revolutionary. Hell yeah. Finally, Lost Bayou Ramblers with the live Freetown Crawl. Fightin' Crawl.
Yeah.
Freetown Fightin' Crawl.
Yeah, Freetown is like the area south of downtown Lafayette where Andre and I's grandpa, Papa Lou, Louis Michaud, was born.
Okay.
We have a little picture of him as a baby on the porch, and it's a cool little area, man. It's kind of one of the nicer areas of Lafayette where it's real chill, small, and they have a few good venues like the Blue Moon. There's a place called the Acadian Superette that makes plate lunches, and we do gigs at night. And then on the north side of downtown is what they call Fightinville, and the story goes that it was originally called La Place de Creole, and La Place de Creole, like where the Creoles live.
Creole place.
You know, Creole is of course a whole giant discussion of what Creole means, because like I'm Creole, but it's kind of become more racial where it's like, oh, Creole means mixed or black or
mulatto,
you know, mulatto and all these things. But Creole really just means like you're born in the New World. Like my ancestors are French, but I'm Creole because I'm born in Louisiana.
Right.
So anyway, La Place de Creole became Fightinville because it was like where people from one neighborhood would meet people from the other neighborhood to fight in the middle area. And the literal, on the map, it says Fightinville. So it's like Freetown and there's Fightinville. It's
like, okay. We're at the end of the first hour.
A quest across Lafayette.
We're on the first, end of the first hour, Louis. December 28, 2019, Dish Watt Pedro show, special guest Louis Michaud. Hold tight for hour two. December 28, 2019. It's the second hour of the Watt Pedro show.
Thank you. Thank you. I provide the same tale. shit out the trunk. Telephones all the time. Ain't no fight to fuck. She thinking this cause she fine. She get whatever she want. I'm sipping here to see black. I'm throwing me a blunt. While I'm writing these raps and holding my nuts. I ain't giving a shit. I ain't giving a fuck about my dollars and cents. And God we trust. I hustle till I get tired. Enough is never enough. I think these niggas is wide. Trying to set me up. I think these niggas is bitches. Trying to act like they tough. Trying to tap in my phone. I'm trying calling they bluff. Losing never enough. She getting money's a must. Flip the rust, get buff. Oh, when shit get rough, I put it work in these streets. Then they put me in cuffs. From a thug to a god, growing pains and drunk. I'm rapping now, but I used to be at home. Yeah, I used to do my thing. The rap game is like a bomb at the corner store. I can't get my loose change. Nothing ever stays the same. It's cool to be your range away. I'm thinking different as I get a little. I'm in a hurry to start revolution. The energy in motion can't stop the movement. Sci-fi, nigga, why lie? Niggas think you're hiding and I'm not a Muslim. I am a god, I am a god. You're living a lie, get off of your knees and get on the boat. And if you ain't schizophrenic, then I'm friendly, ghost, nigga.
Talked a while and then she said, well, that's it? I said, no, there's another verse. I said, you can have your gold and your silver, and you can own all the treasures in this world. For all I ever needed was tobacco and wine and a good old dog that would be standing by my side. He wants to hear you think what I sing about you.
Yeah.
Well, for Pedro, so start the second hour off with the unknown. La inconnu.
La inconnu way.
Okay. La inconnu way. That's a Lost Bayou film from the Lost Bayou Ramblers. And Hop Move from Galaxy. Unlux with Healer. Henry Kaiser with Old Saw. I saw him a couple weeks ago. Vicious Fence with Same Cell, Different Paint. That's Wasco at Cleveland. Simon Grab, brand new Apocalyptic Paranoia. Growing Pangs, DJ Lights. And finally, FMA Borke with You Can't Have Your Gold.
Like pork.
Okay, so first tell us about this. This is not from the film, that's a documentary that's being released with the live stuff here. This is from something else, right?
Yeah, so it's funny because we made our own documentary and we called it On Va Continuer, which means we're going to keep going, which I'll talk a little more about that. But this L'Inconnu is from a film, like a feature film, a drama, some friends of ours made called Lost Bayou.
Okay.
And they, so like this is, they kind of aired at the same time. It was like a little confusing because Lost Bayou was not about us, but On Va Continuer was our thing. But, so Lost Bayou is a really cool, documentary. It premiered at, Tribeca, and it's a really cool film. You'll probably see it coming out this year, 2020 sometime.
But Lost Bayou is also part of your band's name.
Yeah, well, they came to us like 2 years ago and said, hey, would y'all grant us permission to use the name Lost Bayou? And we're like, hey, that's nice of you to ask. Sure, go ahead. And then they asked us to do the score like a year later. And so we were talking about the Fightinville.
Let's go back on that because it was recorded at One Eye Jack's. It used to be called the Shim Sham Shack, right? Or some.
Yeah, Shim Sham. That's right, the Shim Sham.
Yeah.
Because it kind of makes a full story because we were, Andre and I, we've been playing for 20 years as this band, and we were finally ready, like, hey, let's, like, we've never stopped. You know, we've played, like, every, you know, almost every weekend and definitely every month for 20 years. And, like, you know, maybe 80 to 120 gigs a year. And then we're like, man, let's take a little break. Let's take, like, I don't know, 6 months or something. And so we were like, okay, well, we got to do it, but then we can't just stop. We got to, like, let people know. So we said, okay, hey, everyone, we're going to take a hiatus. And then so the reaction was anywhere from, oh, my God, they're breaking up. What's the matter? Like, you know, to, oh, good job. Y'all take a break. Thank you. You know, that's all we want. All these reactions. And then, but then so we go to take our break, and our last gig before the break was that gig at One Eye Jack's where we recorded the Freetown Crawl Fightinville Brawl. And man, we just, you know, it was our last gig for 6 months, and we just got just, we had just a great time and got tore up and just had an amazing time. And you really hear it in that recording. And it's, the film of that recording is on the documentary. You can see it live, and like, we're all like drinking whiskey in the song and all this stuff. And, So then right after we take our hiatus, we go into hiatus right after that. We go straight in the studio to record this soundtrack for like 3 weeks straight. So, you know, and then we did another little like soundtrack, and then we finished our own score. And so it was like, it was a hiatus from playing live, but it really wasn't much of a break, which is awesome because I mean, who really wants to stop? Yeah. We just needed a little break from, you know, we just been a long time. We actually had to go through an unfortunate lawsuit with an ex-member for a few years. It was just a drain. We got through it, but it, like, we're still paying for it. But hey, you know, live and learn or whatever. And, you know, it's like we were just, it, even that was 2 years after that had finished. And we're like, you know what, let's take a little break. So we took a little break. Just, it was nice, you know. And then we just jumped back in playing, and we didn't even rehearse. We just jumped back in like the following March, and just and we just keep on going, you know. And it's that's how it should be, obviously, but
sure.
It was a nice little break. And then we did this Lost Bayou film at the same time, so it really wasn't much of a break, just from live playing.
Well, tell me about Ethel Mae Bourquet.
So yeah, it's Ethelmay Bork. It's like Bork, oh, Bork like pork.
Okay.
So we recorded our first album at our camp, the family camp, which is a little one room shack. It's like 100 years old on Bayou Vermilion, and our dad lives there now. He bought it from the family that we were leasing it from. Our grandpa used to own it with some other people. As you know, some people share camps, you know.
Sure.
And then he sold it to them, and then we leased it from them for like $100 a month forever. And I used to live there, and we recorded our first camp there. We recorded our first album there, Pilette Breakdown, in 2002. We put out in 2003, and we put the neighbors of the camp were the Bork family. There was Mr. Sidney Bork, I used to follow him around as a little kid, and he just was, man, the oldest school dude I ever met. He had all his animals. He didn't speak any English. He only spoke French. And I'd follow him around. He'd explain everything to me in French, and I just kind of go along with it, and I felt like I knew what he was saying, because I didn't speak French yet. And then he brought me into his kitchen. His little wife had a bonnet, She was cooking beignets in hog lard and making like really strong coffee. So my cousin ended up taking a picture of him, and we wanted to use it on our first album to kind of represent, you know, this is our Cajun music and this is our reality or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy is the biggest idea of what we know is to be Cajun. And she got in contact with us because we were trying to find the family to ask if they're okay. So she got in contact with us. Wanted to give us a song, and I had just met who's now my wife, Ashley, and we ended up being our first date. I was like, hey, can you give me a ride to this old lady's house? She was like, okay, sure. And we both spoke French by this time, and we ended up finding her out. She had moved to near kind of where Dockside is on the other side of Bayou. We found her house, and she gave us this song, this amazing song that we call La Vida en Paul Malheureux, a song for Papa. And she sang this to her dad while he was dying. I think we played it last time on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Amazing song. And we just became friends with her and would go hang out with her all the time. She taught us so much about the language, so much about the land, like native medicines and, I mean, just her stories were outrageous and her songs were beautiful. So we'd record and we'd hang out, and I ended up getting enough like 20 something tracks. So I ended up putting out her album just a few months ago, Ethelmay Bork, Chanson de la Campagne, Songs of the Country.
Okay.
And she died a few years ago. Was that?
Okay, yeah, I understand. I remember you talking, and last time you were on the show, you were talking about this lady, very inspiring.
Yeah.
And her voice.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I love the singing. I'm so glad you got them 20 songs. This one's called T. Louie?
Yeah, that she sang it for me. It's basically saying, because they call me T. Louie because my grandpa was Louie, and I'm T. Louie, which means Little Louie.
Ah.
And, okay. and she's basically saying, he's not a millionaire, he's just a musician. My sweet, dear friend, Little Louie.
Let's listen.
Mark Matube has got the musician. Oh, Marsha, the amity Louis. He lays the ama, be he lays the magnifique la moya. He joues de son violon. Et tous les temps en temps, il vient pour visiter. Il emmène ses bons amis avec lui. Ils sont si aimables, ils sont si magnifiques. La moya me traite. J'ai pas besoin d'être ici, moi tout seul après m'ennuyer. Moi je m'ai trouvé quelqu'un qui peut m'apprécier, quelqu'un pour m'aimer, quelqu'un qui est si vaillant, moi je vais trouver un tour de bons amis. Oh, you lizard, hatty musician. Il est pas un millionnaire. Mais moi, j'aime la moyenne. Il joue de son violon. Oh, mon chatty, yummy, dear Louis. And then your grandma said, oh, you're talking about Louis.
Are you a fiend when you SMS is back in the day? SMS was on the hit she was close, but the woods is rich. She riddled the time with riches and thrills. Said I'm face to face with Baba Walker, walking Broadway to Ishi Falter. And then attacked like a dog in a cheese, a cop in a bee. It's at the job of a reporter. Yeah, the same from everything but the salad, everything but the mallet. And we cover your mouth over with salad, a vegetarian regimen, slapping bodies with oil. And if you try to fend it with all, you better come to the sea, cause that's the place where they found me. And when they put me back, the empire dissolves, and I won't bring the full end. And I know the man that discovered all the MC, even put it on the internet. That shit is free, that shit is free. I'm into medicine, I want it to be before they came and found me. On the internet, that shit is free. That shit is freeing me from everything I wanted to see before they came and found me. Oh, what you doing to my kind? How you do that to my kind? Oh, what you doing to my kind? You're never gonna make me pay. So what you doing to my kind? How you do that to my kind? What you doing to my kind? You think they put the abacadabra in my candelabra for being the bonkers and the monsters that they call entertainers? That's a no-brainer. I don't need a trainer to tell me how to talk to the media genius.
What?
Yes, me. I show you everything you need to see free. Get the book. It's not audio. Genius, that's what comes to me. Cause the air is good. My only push is security. Why don't you take the damn book? It's not a book or a rock, it's in the Bible. It's just another fantasy of porn and your own survival. Another fantasy of porn and your own survival. But what you doing to my time? How you do that to my time? But what you doing to my time? You're never gonna make me pay. But what you doing to my time? How you do that to my time? But what you doing to my time?
I want a tombstone.
Walk for wow. Pedro show. Yeah, that was T. Louie, Ethelme Bork. I've learned the right way to say it. Dardo with I Am. Andre Vita out of Berlin with My Tongue. Transcendental Hesitation, M.B. Jones out of Pusan. Alexander DeLarge with Gotta Show You out of Milano. Mod Vigil, Wiper Fluid, Australia. And the Levy Bandits. Gadoom.
Yeah.
what is Levy Bandits?
So Levy Bandits is it's a collaboration between this guy named Imagine I Am. He's this amazing tripped out artist from Lafayette, Chad Falk. He grew up next to where we played music in our grandpa's barn, and they have a truck customization shop. And he would just work for his dad and sit back there and cut up songs and do all these remixes and all this crazy, awesome rapping he does. He's from New Iberia. And so he started remixing Lost by Your Rambler songs from starting our first album.
New Iberia. Then, that's like, Tabasco, right? The island?
Yeah, exactly. He lives down there. That's where he's from, but he lives in Lafayette.
Okay.
Exactly. And so he and this guy Joshua Blanc and Jesse Duplichamp from Egan, they made a remix of Kalinda from Lost Bayou Ramblers, and we called it Gadoon because don't say Kalinda, Gadoon Gadoon is the lyrics, and Gadoon Gadoon is the kind of the verbalization of the African rhythm from Congo Square.
Ah.
And so that's how they kept the rhythm in the song. It was like a nerd, it kind of goes back to the Kalinda story about the Lost Bayou Ramblers.
Sure.
Like how, you know, all these cultures came together.
Yeah, I heard about Congo
and
Square.
And made new music,
quite,
so.
Yeah, quite a history. We're at the second end of the second hour.
Oh, that's amazing.
December 28, 2019, this Watt Pedro Show, special guest Louis Michaud. Hold tight for hour three. December 28, 2019, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
All cages go to heaven. Swim across that bayou chest through the muddy water in the middle of the night. Riding horseback, hunting for the polecat. Good luck, baby, ain't left on my head.
Watt from Pedro Show. We started the third hour off with Granny May from the Levee Bandits. That's with the New Iberian collaborator, now a Shreveport resident. Or Lafayette.
Lafayette.
I'm sorry. Mixed up my head. And then organs is guys from Dublin. Bushy's one of them from Estelle. They made this, I guess, a record out of two jams. Maybe something like Ornette or John Coltrane would do, like Ohm or
Nice.
Ascension or Dancing Your Head.
Yeah.
This was number one. Last show I played number two, out of order, but there's the whole enchilada. And then Soul Creole. Rongs?
Yeah,
in French. Like, here's the great thing I like about French being so econo. You don't have to say the last letters.
That's correct. That is right.
Right. A lot of
like
times,
my name, Louis Michaud.
Yeah, right, right. You don't say them. Yeah, Rondi Vaux, you know, it's rendezvous, yeah, of course. Anyway, this is another prod, Soul Creole.
Yeah, this is a band that this is like a Zydeco band that I'm in with one of the best Zydeco / accordion players from any genre that I've ever heard. His name is Corey Ledet. He's born and raised in Houston of a Creole family. A lot of, you know, Creoles moved to Houston in California and in the 60s. And then he moved back to his ancestral parks, which is in St. Martin Parish, Louisiana, near St. Martinville. And so he and I and my wife, Ashley, who's an amazing percussion and singer herself, and she wrote this song. So we have like this band is Soul Creole is like a band, a Zydeco band with three front people. We all three sing, and it's just complete and pure improvisation. The whole, like when you see us live, it's like we'll go anywhere from old school Creole to new Zydeco to like Prince and pop stuff, and just go, and we'll just be sharing harmonies, and it's accordion, fiddle, and triangle, and then always two badass drum and bass players. And so this is our very first recording. And it's called Twaddle, and Ashley Michaud wrote it. And it means the three, it's like the three rows, but it's all about like this trinity. It's like the mother, the father, the mother, father, and the child. It's the trinity. It's the accordion, fiddle, triangle. It's, it goes into all these different trinity things, and it's really cool lyrics. You know, it's a cool melody. And, so we released our first single in October. And it's called Twaddle, and that was it.
Okay. And I'm going to play here this Les String Noise, yet another prize with Louis.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. This is from my my residency at the Stone in New York when it was on Avenue C.
Oh, you know what?
And
residence. Louis, yeah. Residence. I think they're from Shreveport. You know that crazy band that moved to the city like in 1970?
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, but believe it or not, residents are from Louisiana. Long time ago.
Nice.
One of them,
nice.
Party Fox, just lost. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, man. No, cool. Yeah, so this was one I did with, we played a lot with Gordon Gano over the years.
Oh.
When the Violent Femmes weren't playing.
Sure.
We were like backing them up for a while. And doing Violent Femmes songs, and I was up in New York, and he said, hey, why don't you come meet these two friends of mine, Conrad Harris and Pauline Kim. They're a married couple. They're, like, amazing avant-garde, like, out-of-this-world violin players. And we ended up playing four violins doing Violent Femmes covers that night at the Rockwood Music Hall in New York. And when I did my residency, I wanted to recreate that, but Gordon wasn't available because the Femmes had gone back on the road. And so we got Layla McCalla joined us, who is an amazing cello player from New Orleans. And so it was myself, Layla, Pauline, and Conrad. And they had this arrangement of Gone Daddy Gone.
Okay. That's Gordon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I remember talking to him once. because Brother Steve from the Stooges would play sax with them. And he told me all my whole thing is from these songs I wrote when I was 17 years old.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
You know?
And he still kills them, man.
I know.
He kills them, and he has no other ambitions other than just to play his music. I mean, you know, my experience working with him is just, he just is just so, like, could give an F about anything else. It's just like, we can do it. Well, let's just do it. And we just play, and it's just awesome. It's just like pure energy and then nothing. No ego, no, you know, whatever. He's a sharp cat, and he wrote some amazing songs, and he enjoys singing them to this day.
Yeah, it is a trip. But let's hear Lati Bonite. Bonite?
That's Lati Bonite. That's a Haitian song that Leah McCalla learned from her Haitian roots.
Okay, listen.
Oh,
Yeah, they string noise, like T Bonnie. Then Guide by Voices with Everything's Thrill. On the 31st, Bob's going to play here, downtown L.A., 100-song set.
Whoa!
Yeah, in a couple days, right, 3 days. Then Gone Daddy Gone, like string noise, but you were just telling me about Gordon's tune from being 17. It's still fresh. It's still alive. Damn, we're at the end of the show, Louie. I mean, I got to have you on again as soon as, like you say, this Les String noise is going to come out, whole album. And you got an album coming out with Levy Bandits. When this stuff comes out, come on the show again, okay?
Man, I'd love to. Man, I love being on this show. It's so cool. I learned so much. Get to and man, we've been lucky, fortunate enough to be making so much music. It's great to have a place to be able to kind of put it all together. You
man,
know?
I love it. Anything you want to send me, please, so I can play. Please.
Oh man, I definitely will.
And I'm glad you got your health back, and we could talk. So in 2020, we're going to be talking again with another Louis Michaud update of his incredible project, even though he also makes a lot of babies.
I'm done with those.
Okay.
Now they're learning how to play music.
The new band members.
Yeah, hey. They're learning how to haul, and then they're going to learn how to play.
Right. It's December 28, 2019, Dishwap Pino Show, special guest Louis Michaud. People, keep your powder dry.